Thank you, Mr. Chair. Germany thanks the delegations of China and Pakistan for presenting the working paper on the Tianjin guidelines, co-sponsored by Brazil. We congratulate the Tianjin University, Johns Hopkins University, and the inter-academic partnership, not only for the comprehensive presentation today, but also for, and more than this, probably for all the work that has gone into this proposal. Germany, being a standard with being a country with standards in biotechnology, which could be considered to be high, has always played an active role in this question of voluntary biosecurity guidelines and code of conduct. Over the last years, we submitted 10 working papers to that process, and we discussed the question in many national and international fora. One gentleman present today, Gunnar Jeremias from the University of Hamburg, has also been active in the process, including now what has led to the Tianjin guidelines. For us, of course, it is clear freedom of science is protected by constitution. That comes with a responsibility then, of course, as well. We are very grateful for this inclusive process. I think it has helped the project very much, that the workshops and discussions that have developed over the last few months, and as I said, especially the fact that was very inclusive. Now we see guidelines which are general enough and flexible enough, so that might be a basis for decisions that we have. We will review the guidelines carefully. We have an intergovernmental process to go through. We will discuss that with the scientific community as well, but we will do this in the spirit of succeeding with generally accepted and endorsed guidelines. So, because we think after 20 years, almost 20 years, it's now time to reach a common understanding and a decision on comprehensive international guidelines and the code of conduct. We hope that this will happen during the 9th review conference of the BTWC. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Germany.